So December is Check Your Pool Gate month. It's an important thing to remember because we want to keep all our little ones safer. A man who has done more of that than anybody else in Australia, and he's the founder of Kids Alive. He's also an Australian icon, Laurie Lawrence. How are you, mate?
Good, Andrew. And yourself?
Very well, thank you, mate. Now, we talk about summer being a great party time, and we've all seen you partying beside a pool. I'm thinking back to 1988 when Duncan won the gold. You were partying like nobody ever partied before. But when we're doing it at home, we've got to keep the gate shut, don't we?
We do, mate. 87% of people who own pools said they're going to have a pool party this summer. And 82% people surveyed said, yes, and we're going to attend a pool party.
That's what we do in summer.
That is what we do, but that poses problems for little kids. Because over the COVID period, mate, we've had a disastrous time in terms of infant drowning for young kids under the age of five. I thought we were going fantastic.
We were.
We're gradually taking the drowning stats down, 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 and then COVID, bang, 108% increase in drownings in the under five.
Oh, that's horrific.
So we've said, righto, where's the weakest link? That's the gate. Let's get people to check their pool gate, check their hardware, see that they've got a magna latch or a true close hinge, make sure that they've got the very best stuff that's going to keep our young kids safe this summer.
And let's not be complacent. Complacency sounds like it's got a bit to do with it, Laurie. What do you think?
Well, I know complacency says is that there was another interesting stat come out of this survey, and that was over 30% of people thought it was okay to pop your pool gate open. That's a loaded gun, mate.
Yeah.
That is a loaded gun because little kids, they fall in, they're attracted to something floating in the water, they topple over. The thing is, if they fall over when they're running around and playing, they cry. You hear them.
Yep.
Into the pool they go, it's silent. That's why we've got to get on board. Everyone in Australia has got on, get on board this summer with Check Your Pool Gate Month.
Laurie, what do you reckon is the perfect pool party guide when it comes to keeping our kids safe under these circumstances?
Mate, we've prepared something specially for you. If you go to checkyourpoolgate.com.au, there's a party guide there, mate. A party guide. Can you imagine that? It's even got some recipes there for those people who can't cook, Andrew.
You got everything covered, mate.
We're covering a lot, mate. But the most important thing we're covering is infants' lives.
Yes.
That's what we're trying to cover. We want no drownings this summer for the kids under the age of five. And we can do it.
The
backyard pool is the most dangerous place for kids this summer. It's a place of fun, party, but it's also a place of danger. And at that pool party, let's designate one adult, just one, to be the pool party check on the kids man or check on the kids woman.
Yeah.
Sit there and observe the kids playing.
That would avoid any of the tragedy. I'm hurt by the fact that the figures have gone up. You and I have spoken a few times over the last few years, and you know, Australians should be very proud of the fact that there have been less infants dying in pools. Complacency seems to have got us, so we need to do the right thing during summer, Laurie.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of parents working from home,
yeah,
of kids not being able to go to school or kindy, of swimming pools around the country being locked down. All those sorts of things, Andrew.
Absolutely right. Hey, Laurie, before I let you go, can I ask you a quick question? What did you think of Dean Boxall going off at the Olympics when Ariana Titmus won gold? He was taking one out of your book, wasn't he?
Mate, I'd wish I'd have been there. I'd have given him a go for his money. he's an imitator, that Boxall.
He's doing a good job, though, isn't he?
But he is a great coach. I mean a great coach. His team has won the national championships 8 years in a row. Can you imagine that?
That's amazing.
If we had more coaches out there like Dean Boxall, we would box the ears off the Americans. As a matter of fact, we were one win away. One win away. In fact, we were 0.6 of a second away from tying the US for the most gold medals in swimming at the Olympics.
That's a fantastic performance. You must have enjoyed those Olympics, mate.
Oh, mate, I loved it. Yeah. I loved it, particularly Dean Boxall and Ariana Titmus swims. I mean, to beat the goat, the woman who's never been beaten over 200, 400, 800, 1500 metres, never been beaten since 2012. That's 8 years at the top. Unbelievable. And Titmus comes along and lowers the colours in the 200 and the 400. But do you know what? That puts a lot of more pressure on Ariana now. Of expectation, I mean.
Yes.
It's a strange sport. You're only as good as your last. You're a rooster today, a feather duster tomorrow.
As they say. Laurie Lawrence, as always, thank you very much for what you do of keeping our kids safe in the water, and thanks for joining us on 2NM.
My pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.